Breakfast with Crossy. Breakfast with Crossy. Join me now, all the way from good old NZ, it's Kaylee Bell. Good morning, Kaylee. How are you?
Crossy, how are you going?
You know, living the dream, taking each day as it comes, one foot in front of the other, living the cliched life.
Yeah, life's very simple these days, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's quite nice.
Exactly. I think you've got to simplify things. Maybe that's something we've learned over the last 12 months is, you know, just enjoy the simple things in life. But it must have been a really big change for you as somebody that I know spends a lot of time going to Nashville, to Australia, and just travelling a lot, to have that suddenly stop.
Yeah, I think I went through a state of shock for the first kind of while, and then you just have to learn to deal with it and get on with it. But yeah, like, I've been going to Nashville for the last 10 years now, and spending, you know, almost half the year over there. So it's been really bizarre just to not have that annual catch up, you know, and it's like you go over there and you get so productive in such a short space of time because you're kind of working against the clock. When I head over there, you know, I've got this amount of time and I've got to get this many things done. And without that, it's been so bizarre, honestly. It's been a lesson in a lot of things, and a lot of self motivation had to happen, and had to find different ways of making music. And yeah, it's just been a lot of new lessons learned in the last 12 months.
And I mean, I don't know how you operate best, but you know, for many people, that kind of, as you mentioned, with time pressure and things like that, that kind of hard deadline, they need to get things done. But when things, like the last 12 months, when you don't really have a deadline as such, there's no time pressure because you don't know, you can't plan. Has that been for some? I know myself, I couldn't work like that because I just, oh, I've got plenty of time, I'll do it later. I'll do it in the night.
Exactly. It's the worst, actually. It's like, I love hustling and I love knowing that I've got to get something done. And yeah, to have that kind of removed, it's like you really have to, find new ways to stay motivated and inspired. And yeah, I mean, the normal way would be to go and play festivals or be around people. And without that, it has been really challenging. So it's just been obviously finding ways to like set some goals and find some things to write about.
I've watched all of Netflix. I've watched all of Disney Plus. I've watched all of Amazon Prime.
Oh, yeah.
What else is
left?
Oh
yeah. I know. There's been some great shows to come out of the lockdown. I have to say, you know, like I discovered Killing Eve, which I just think is one of the greatest scripts and acting I've seen in like such a long time. And that was definitely one of the highlights. And there's been so many like cool shows that we've really like delved into that, yeah, I guess we probably wouldn't have otherwise, to be honest.
What was it, like 12 months ago, or probably a bit less than that now, everyone's like, you couldn't go on social media without someone talking about Tiger King.
I know, that died a very natural death, which I'm quite happy about.
Yes, like Carol Baskin, wait, what?
Yeah.
But you have been busy. I know a couple of weeks back you put out an EP, the Red EP, with a collection of songs that you've already released.
Yeah, I tied together. I've just been releasing singles over the last sort of 3 or 4 years and just having a lot of fun with that. And I wanted to tie it together, before I move into the next project. And I do have an album coming out this year finally, which is really exciting. So I didn't want those songs to get lost, and I really wanted to have them packaged together because we play them. You know, they are really the bones of my life set, and those songs have kind of had taken me on a lot of different journeys each song. So it was important to tie that kind of chapter of my life and my music together so that we can move on with the new record this year.
You got a new song, though. It's called That Summer, and it features, and I'm looking through the singles you've released. As far as I can tell, you haven't done a collaboration previously.
No, first one.
Yeah.
Yeah, Josh Miranda. He's a super talented Nashville. He's a Nashville native, which is very rare. Yeah. And he's had, like, I think he's had 3 number ones as a writer. He's had some Dierks Bentley and some Aldine Cuts, which is really exciting. And yeah, I've always loved his voice, and always wanted to like go down that road of having an American. I just think their vocals are so strong, and I always wanted to have one on my record. So yeah, he's the first one off the bat, and this record will hopefully have a few more collaborations, which is really exciting. I think it's a nice way to discover new artists and introduce, you know, my fans to a new artist and vice versa, and it's just a lot more fun, to be honest. We live in a world where we can do it, so why not?
Collaboration seems to be the flavour of the month at the moment. Like our hottest 20, I think it's almost half the songs are collaborations. But let's get to the song itself. Tell us about it.
So I wrote it in Nashville with two of my writing buddies, Taylor Acorn and Andrew Pacheco. And we write a lot in Nashville. They're just two of my really close friends over there. And this particular day we were just trying to write, I guess we were kind of going for like a Keith summer vibe sort of song. We all had such like epic summer memories that we were talking about, because spending every year in Nashville over summer, like, it's just, I have so many amazing memories looking back on my time in Nashville. And they were talking about their memories, and we're like, well, let's write a summer song, like, let's do this. And we wrote it, and obviously got Josh on the track, and it kind of just, you know, brought it to life again. So hopefully it's just a feel good summer track. We actually shot the music video here in New Zealand at a beach called Bethel's Beach, and that's actually where Taylor Swift shot her music video for Are We Out of the Woods. So it's a very, very epic beach, about half an hour from where I live. And we went out there and just did a wee day shoot, which was really, really cool. So there's a music video that's coming out with it as well. Yeah.
Cool. There, you can say with that connection, you can say, well, now I'm clearly friends with Taylor Swift.
Clearly she's got good taste.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, Kaylee Bell, it's always a pleasure. We're going to play the song right now. Thank you for your time, and hopefully we see you over here in Oz at some point very soon.
Hopefully. I am missing Australia so, so, so much in the circuit. I can't wait to get back over.
Thanks, Kaylee.
Thanks, Crossy.
Breakfast with Crossy every weekday morning from 6 a.m. on Kicks.